What about some of the things you used to keep in your medicine cabinet that had skull and crossbones on the bottle? That was what? That little red liquid?
Iodine or mercuricone.
And something they used to give for malaria when people had that. Started with a Q.
Quinine.
Let's say someone was very sick and the doctor did everything he could, but the patient still
died.
Let's say that you were interested in what the disease was or what had caused that person to die. You might ask what he died.
What he died
of
or with.
And after someone has died, where is he buried?
In a cemetery.
Did you ever have any other names for that? Little cemetery, perhaps?
A graveyard?
I was thinking of one that might be located on family ground.
A family graveyard.
And what about the box that they bury people in? What would you call that?
Well, the casket is. And in the vault.
All right. And what would you call the ceremony where someone is buried?
A funeral.
And people who are dressed in black, you say that they are in
mourning.
Well, how have you been feeling today?
How have I been feeling today?
Yeah.
I've been feeling fine.
If you were feeling so-so, what would you tell someone after that? If you weren't really feeling fine, but you weren't feeling...
I was feeling bad.
Well, let's say you weren't feeling bad either, but you were feeling sort of halfway. You'd just say what?
Not so well.
If someone is worried because the children are out late, you might say they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry.
And what about a disease of the joints? What would you call that when they start getting stiff? And
well, I have experience enough to know that's arthritis.
Is that right? Well, Mama's around the first part of this century, around World War I, particularly, I think, they used to give people a shit test, is what they called it, to see if they needed shots for a disease. You know the name of the disease? Did they do that down here?
Malaria?
Well, it's diphtheria. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, children have that.
What did they have?
Diphtheria.
And there's another disease where your skin turns yellow and your eyeballs turn yellow too sometimes. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, they call that jaundice.